How you doing, everyone? And welcome back to Keeping It Real with two L's, because our lessons learned will lessen your L's. I'm here with Deborah Bacote Taylor. She is a brand new employee to Recovery Resources of Atlanta. She has signed on as a program specialist, but she is so much more. Deborah, how you doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, we're so excited to have you on our team, and it's been wonderful to get you kind of into the flow of things. And I just kind of wanted to, you know, find out a few things about yourself, as well as how you found Recovery Resources, of Atlanta. But like we do always in the very beginning, we wanted to talk about recovery, as well as what's working for you today in recovery. And if you want to share a little bit about your story and talk about what's working, that'd be great.
Sure. I've been involved in recovery and wellness for 7 years now. Mental health and addictive disease challenges. And what works for me is to stay connected. And one way that I do that is by definitely being in a supportive environment. And my job, working in recovery, pours back into my recovery, as well as giving me a chance to pour into someone else's.
Nice. That is incredible. So the next question is, you know, like everybody else, we're always growing, always moving, to try and better ourselves, our situations, and others. What could be better? What could be your better in your recovery right now, if anything?
I believe that I think there's always room for improvement. There are things that I haven't done yet, such as, you know, I could increase certain positive socializations. I could have more fun in recovery.
Well, we're going to have that. We're going to have a ton of fun here. We can help you out with that. I definitely can help you out with that. You know,
yeah.
You know, laughing is key, and that's definitely something,
definitely,
you know, that I 110%, you know, pride myself on is trying to lighten the mood, even though some of the stuff we end up, you know, handling here is fairly serious. But, having a laugh and a smile and bringing some light into anybody's, you know, world, I think is a bonus, you know, and you do that for me, and I hope I can do that for you.
Nice.
So as you've been coming through Recovery Resources, what do you feel is the most important aspect of what we're doing here?
I believe that the most important is just basically making yourselves available to people from various socioeconomic backgrounds, ages, sexes, you know, race. I mean, you just open your doors, giving everyone an opportunity for wellness.
Mm-hmm.
And they come from different organizations and definitely experiences, but I think it's like, this is like a one-stop place where you can get everything here that you need. And if we don't have it, just, you know, open your mouth and let us know what that is, what your need is, and we'll do our best.
Right. And I love the Recovery Resources of Atlanta. And I mean, really, it's in the name. You know, we have the resources. And like you said, if we don't, and we're not able to deliver that, or if we... we will find it, you know, and we do have the relationships and the partnerships to do that. And I think that's, personally, you'll be helping out with some of the groups and some of the other activities. What are you most excited about? Like, what are you most excited about in terms of engaging the community?
I like, the one-on-one, you know, face-to-face contacts that I make, getting to know individuals. Sharing lived experiences.
Mm-hmm.
I like the you know, the mutuality and the reciprocity in that. But I also like facilitating the groups and the meetings a lot. And it's just it's a learning opportunity for everyone involved, including myself. I benefit from everything that I'm involved with here.
I agree. Mm-hmm. So now we're going to take it some more personal to you. And whether in recovery or not, what do you like to do for fun? What does Dever do for fun? Like, say, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm a movie diva.
Nice.
Yeah. Anything Marvel or DC Comics.
All right.
Okay. That's me.
That's you?
Yeah, that's me.
Movie DC Comics? All right. Yeah. You and Corey are gonna go at it. I grew up enjoying comics, but not to the extent as I found out other people do.
Yeah. You know, I'm still learning, as far as the history of it and the comic book part of it.
Right.
How much is involved, but how it's evolved into the Marvel Studios and
things of that nature. And they are grand films.
Yes.
They are. It's almost the last, you know, blockbuster or type film that you'd want to go to a movie theater and see on the big screen with all the sound and everything else. Yes. You know, like those movies, I feel like we've just been so, you know, programmed to, you know, we have a decent sized screen in our home, you know, maybe even speakers, but those movies, it just is, for me, it's like, I have to see them there.
Yeah. It speaks to society.
It does.
And, you know, the potential, you know, and the individuals, you know, that mm-hmm. can be at their best.
Right.
You know, and help society. That's what I like about.
I do too. Yeah. And it does. It does take in, and now they, you know, and now they're creating and establishing characters and voices that replicate or represent, you know, all of America too, or all of the world, which I think is huge. And I think that's super important, you know, especially for these comics as a young person growing up. I want to see who my hero is on the big screen. Mm-hmm. And I kind of want them to sort of look like me.
Yeah, and it reflects a lot of the mm-hmm. demographics.
Yep.
You know?
It does. And the challenges that we're going through and how you can kind of model.
And overcome and use them as assets.
That's true. That's true, too. I like that. So what are you passionate about? That's the next one. What's Deborah passionate about?
I don't know. I'm passionate about just basically life in general, learning how to live a new way of life. It's about a new way of thinking, therefore changing, you know, my behavior and just everything being more positive, healthy, life promoting. So I'm really passionate about the healthiest version of me that I can be.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. And the people that come through here are going to get a little taste of that as well. We're going to wrap this one up a little bit earlier. We're going to have Deborah, you're going to be on here a couple more times. That's all right.
That's all right.
Yeah. So we're going to, whether that's coming out with, you know, the, you know, top five, you know, things to do, you know, in Atlanta as a person in recovery, and or the top five, you know, skills, you know, that we can acquire that might be able to help out with, you know, stressors in life. You know, we want to come out with some of those, you know, and then how maybe we can do like Deborah's Corner, you know, where you talk to everybody about a topic or something like that. We're really going to use this as a, you know, a voice to the community. But the last question that we always ask is either is there a question that you wish you were asked, or is there a message to the broader podcast community that we are growing that you would like to share with them?
If I were to share something that motivates me, it's a quote. It's a positive affirmation. I tend to use them a lot. Nice. And they keep me focused and moving forward. So I like one thing that says onward, upward, forward. That's something that I develop within myself just to keep me in that direction, going in that direction, no matter what things look like or how things actually are developing. I can always focus on onward, upward, forward. And that if it doesn't challenge me, it doesn't change me. That's another one that's my favorite.
I like that. Yeah. That is true.
So, yeah, never quit, basically, everyone's.
Onward, upward, and forward. All right. So, Deborah, we always do this. We're gonna try and do this in unison as best we can. So, the saying our podcast is Keeping It Real with two L's, because our lessons learned will lessen your L's. And you know what the L's are, right? Yes, I know what L's are for sure. I think I've probably taken one or two this week myself, but losses for right now. So together, we're going to go about this. So this has been Keeping It Real with two L's.
Because keeping...
Because our lessons learned...
Because our lessons learned...
will lessen
your L's.
Boom! There it is. Thank you. The next one's going to work out. Well, we got it down. Thank you so much, and we will see you next Friday.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That tickled me. Yeah, right? Sorry.
That's how that goes.
Okay. I couldn't...